Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 17 already. That's crazy. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, news. If you're on Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, you can call in to 646-478-0944, just like the 216-400 or the 216-820 phone number have done. Just let me give you three quick disclaimers before we go on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook, for any and all info that you get. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Booking Me Direct at 646-478-0944, and I promise I'll listen as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind anyway. If you can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. And if you change your mind, if you call back or press 1 if you didn't do so. Now, from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, because if I don't do that, 9 times out of 10, I just don't get around to it. Hey, with that being said, let's start off and say number 10, the debut of the upcoming Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Special Night. Number 9, Black Odyssey. Number 8, E.C. Ralph. Number 7, Madness. Number six, the debut of the District 10 debate and forum. More on that in just a little while. Number five, Black House Sounds open mic. More on that in a little while. Number four, yep, the Cavs watch parties and activities that have been going on. It's been crazy around here. Number three, the debut of the Baby Pitt video shoot that happened over the weekend. Number two, wow, big jump and debut, rather, of the Greater Cleveland Governor's Debate. More on that in just a little while. And number one, biggest jump, the Trap Boy Mannequin video release at the Fantasy that happened. Hold on just a moment. This is going to be fun. I want to give an infamous shout-out to Vanessa. Vanessa's Fashions, did you have the nerve to call my phone line while I'm live on the air doing my radio show? Shame on you, but you get that infamous shout-out before I start going to the phone lines. But before I do, let me at least let people know some of the things that's going on. I just want to say before I start everything that if you choose, you can Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. That's Friends Fellowship Bible Church. You can also Facebook Champagne Bang and the official Hurricane Bang page, both on Facebook. You can also Facebook the Black House Sounds Open Mic. And you can Facebook or YouTube Melanated Media News. And I want to jump up there and say Joseph Motley, JR, period, on Facebook. He's got a couple of nice pages. And you can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. And also, if you want to send in music or anything, emaxxradio@gmail.com. We're about to start purging a lot of things that we play and start adding in some new things, which I'm very glad about. Before I do anything else, I would like to at least start off the right way because I might forget to do it. Remember something, I'm not as young as I used to be, so sometimes I think about something too late. And before I go to that 400 phone number, folks will then correct me and say, shouldn't you have mentioned? So this is how we'll start things off. Let's look at this one now. I love this. This is so nice. I want to give another infamous shout out to Vanessa's Fashions for calling my personal phone line while I'm live on the air doing a radio show. Wow. The most somebody's ever gotten was like three. Will we break a record this evening? Anyway, I want to start off by saying that Vern Troyer, rest in peace, rest in heaven, 49. He played Mini-Me in two Austin Powers comedy films, known to help anyone in need, and he hoped that he was able to spread that word on the positive platform that he helped create. He was 2 feet, 2 inches tall, and in 58 TV shows and or films, he was known for his role as Mini-Me, the clone of Dr. Evil in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, and Austin Powers Gold member. He fought depression and suicide and was in music videos including Ludacris, Motley Crue. Also cannot forget about Barbara Bush, former First Lady, who died last Tuesday. She said she didn't fear death. She passed at the age of 92. She was married 73 years to former President George H.W. Bush. Her daughter Robin had passed in 1953 of leukemia at the age of 3 or 4. Barbara was around 28 years at the time. So it's interesting that Barbara passed almost 65 years after her daughter passed. She was known as a very calm and classy first lady, like some, but I'm not saying anything else. And the sax man, a.k.a. Maurice Reedus Jr., passed away at the age of 65. Cleveland Seminole musician, saxophone player, seen around Prospect Avenue before and after events. He starred in the 2013 documentary by Joe Siebert called The Sax Man. People took photos with the man, and he said that when he was sick, he loved going downtown. He was a member of the Motown band Sly, Slick, and Wicked. After receiving 2 tickets from police in 2013 for playing music without a license, Cleveland Councilman Joe Simberman pushed legislation to help allow musicians, singers, actors, magic, pantomime, reciting, and even clowns on Cleveland streets for money compensation. Wow, who would have known that one? Before I go to the first phone caller, I want to also just pull out this 10-foot stepladder for my soapbox. My condolences go out to all those people yesterday affected. It was four people murdered, four others wounded, when gunman Travis Winking, or Winking, that's probably it, Winking, W-E-I-N-K-I-N-G, when that fool opened fire in an Antioch, Tennessee Waffle House. AR-15, which was used for 29-year-old James Shaw, black man, fought. And they believe that by him fighting with the gunman and wrestling the gun away while he was trying to, I guess, load more rounds, he saved dozens more lives. Single father, black man. Wow, makes a lot of us look real small right now. The authorities had seized Travis Winking's gun, gave them to his father. In the past, they were concerned with his behavior. They felt he was a threat, but his father acknowledged that he gave the weapons back to his son. You know something? Before I go to that 216-400 phone line, that 216-400 phone line and that 216-820 number, I just want to say that in this case, my 10-foot stepladder for this soapbox, you know something? Donald Trump, the president, is right. You need to build a wall so these no-good ISIS terrorists, these Muslim radicals, these darn Mexican hombres can quit terrorizing the nation. When you do this type of stuff, you're terrorizing good citizens. Hold on. Wait. What do you mean Travis Winking is white? Oh, Caucasian? I'm getting off that 10-foot stepladder real quick and going to the 216-400 phone number. 216-400 phone number. How you doing out there? 216-400 going once? Going twice? Boy, I tell you, probably somebody is real mad about what I just said. That's all right. I'll be coming to that 216-820 phone number in just a moment. But first, I want to at least say that coming up soon, I do know that the Black House Sounds open mic is Friday, April the 27th, 2018, Cleveland Standard Time. And it looks like it will be at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190. Look for the Friends Fellowship sign, 44112. The number 20 bus passes by, clean music. Like I said, free food. I'll be there. I have to head there after the downtown rally that's going on at 5 p.m. Getting to that in just a little while. But anyway, surprise performances and May 12th. You'll be hearing more about that in the upcoming few weeks. But I can tell you, Black House Sounds, day before Mother's Day, special performances, including Confirmed Tannis and his organization, hopefully will include R.U.M., General Jazz, Ball, Head, Fred, with giveaways, and more, as well as a special tribute the night before to Mother Africa with Raw Truth. Watch out, more details forthcoming. Hold on, we just tied a record. Vanessa's Fashions just called three times. Infamous shout out. Will she beat the Kathy Coleman record of three? This is exciting for me already. Let me go to 216-820. They're probably mad at me for the infamous shout out, or they're mad because Black House Sounds has been mentioned too many times. 216-820, how you doing out there?
All right, all right. What's going on out there? This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. And yes, this Friday, April 27, 2018, Black House Sound will be having open mic where Friends and Fellowship Church at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue. You can take the 28 bus route to get there, and you will be able to walk right through the gate, into the doors, straight to the elevator, to the second floor in the suite that says 2190. Inside that suite, it's a lot of fun for a lot of family members out there. You know, it's an event for everyone. Do not go out there, look for no babysitter. You don't need a babysitter. Bring them out, because it's an event for everyone to enjoy. Free food, live entertainment. It can't get no bigger and better than that. Last time we had a lot of great performances, plus we were live on Facebook Live. And I'll tell you something else. Black House Sound is constantly on the move. And yes, in a few weeks, you know what I'm saying, we will be announcing the show for May the 12th, the day before Mother's Day, with all the live performances that Mr. Porter here on the air has just mentioned. But once again, this Friday, April the 27th, 2018, Black House Sound, open mic night. It is a great show for everyone. Come on out and have some fun. This is Mr. Powers, the CEO of Black House Sound. Shouts out to the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Molly Jr., and all my brothers that's within it, Mr. Hurricane Bang, Mr. Milligram, as well as Sheriff Kilroy. Everyone else that's also affiliated with Black House Sound, much love to you, and everybody that showed Black House Sound love, like Black Odyssey. Much, much, much love to you all. And I will see you all this Friday night at Black House Sound's open mic at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church. Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. One love.
One love. Thank you very much for that. Man, you know something? I'm looking forward to that one already just because it's going to be exciting, and it will have a few surprises. As a matter of fact, as I look and see that we have a 216-255 phone number, not sure who it is yet, but I might as well get on here and let people know that. Wow. The St. Malachi Social Action Commission presents Brian Cassidy, Iraq War veteran. That's Sunday, May 27th, 2018 at 10:15 a.m. at St. Malachi Hall, 2459 Washington Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113, corner of West 25th and Detroit Avenue. Now, Brian is an Iraq War veteran and a member of Veterans for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War in Iraq and Afghanistan, Veterans of America, LAVA. Brian will be sharing how his desire for peace relates to his time of service in the Iraq War. For more information, you can contact RICEOBENE726@gmail.com. Also, since I'm giving out a few announcements, the Sisters Against Abuse, Soldiers for Tunisia presents a rally for the children from Friday, April 27th, 2018. That's 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Public Square. Speakers, terrorists, downtown Cleveland, Ohio organizations will join together and awareness to abuse children under the care of the Ohio Department of Jobs and Family Services, plus a balloon release for the children in their memory. 216-816-1203, or you can Gmail nomorechildrenleftbehind@gmail.com, no more children left behind at gmail.com. I also want to say in relations to that, last week, Tuesday, Kimberly F. Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, Pastor Norris, man in the street, met with the county executive, Armand Budish, and a lot of members of the Department of Children's Family Services to go over their 10 pages of policy and procedures. And I had to study that sucker to be able to at least help defend children and hopefully change the policy and make it better. As a matter of fact, before I go to that 216-255 phone number, one of the things dealing with is the Ohio Revised Code, Ohio Administrative Code, as the caseworkers can make the determination of abuse. So if it says that 40 to 45 days if it's late from a social worker and it can be pulled over to a supervisor within 90 days, and then the senior manager or senior management signs off on 120 days, how can you be sure that the senior management or the supervisor have done what they're supposed to do? Have they studied the case? Did they visit the home? Do they have inside knowledge to be able to change the environment? If you want to do activist work, try to at least change some things, policy and procedures. There is supposed to be another meeting happening with the actual demands. I won't be at that one, but at least it's grounds that was set for Sister Angela Woodson, Donna Walker Brown of the Urban Educational Justice League was definitely on board for that one, so we will see what happens. Before I go to that 216-255, say that you can catch the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, 44110, between East 152nd St. Clair intersection, Euclid Avenue, the number 1, number 37, number 28 bus passes by those, by that area. I also want to throw out there that you can get free access or email. You can text or send your email to 216-215-3182, or that's if you want to go somewhere this week, because they're having SHANG at the Improv at 1148 Main Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Now, you're probably asking, hey, how can I check that out? Well, April 26th, this is why you let them know, like, the times you might want to go. April 26th through 29th, Iced Out Productions and Paper Chase, Thursday, 7:30, Cleveland Standard Time, Friday, 7:30 and 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Saturday, 7 and 9:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, or Sunday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can text or email, like, your name, date, time you wish to see the comedian Shane at 216-215-3182 or playmyice@gmail.com. Now, with that being said, I'm sure you're probably saying, I hate to laugh, so I'm going to the next caller who's going to probably tell me that's the problem. People laugh too much in the world. 216-255, how are you doing out there?
Hello there, Al. Okay, good. Don. Don Bryant.
Okay. How you doing, Don?
I'm well, thanks. I know you just announced Brian Cassidy, the Iraqi war vet, going to speak. He spoke at our U.S. out of Syria tax day rally, and there's a video of him. So I posted that on your page just now so people can
see
that.
I'm glad you did.
He spoke, yeah, he spoke about his term in Iraq when, well, you know what? He shared the fact that the U.S. government used chemical weapons in Iraq. Oh, my God. And here the U.S. government wants to complain about, and I am no advocate for chemical weapons, and Bashar Assad supposedly, if there was an attack in Syria, you know, everybody's trying to pin Bashar Assad all the time. But basically everybody, those international powers, want to break up one more Arab country so Israel could take over. Come on. Oh, my God. How many Arab countries have we helped annihilate so far? And who created ISIS? We took out Saddam Hussein because he had weapons of mass destruction. Oh, wait. No, he didn't. Oh, no. Never mind. Colin Powell was lying. Damn it. I hate to say that. I like Colin Powell at first. You know, I go, great. You know, we got a good African-American Secretary of State in there with George Bush, but then he lied, and then they killed, they, oh my God, you know, we found Saddam Hussein in a hole in the ground, but you know what, at least the dude was giving free education to people, and all that, so it's insane, so go ahead, I put your video up on your page.
I appreciate that, of
Brian Cassidy talking about chemical weapons.
Thank you so much. And again, if people want to check that out, please go to ALFREDPORTRJR period. That's the Facebook page with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Please check out that video. We had talked about it last week, but now it's good to hear somebody else talk about that great event that we had done. Now continue on, sir.
Actually, it's on your the event page for this call. So for this program.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not your
appreciate that.
Page.
So they saw the Al Porter M period, A period, M period in the street. And so since it's on the event page, what I'll do is share it off on my page later on as well, so you can now at least see it a couple of times. So I appreciate that very much.
All righty. Just to go one step further, there's a couple of May Day actions next week. There's a group that's organizing out at Buckeye and 116th. In the food desert, where Giant Eagle left. Now, actually, Al, do you know if any store came in to where Giant Eagle left at Buckeye, and I believe it's 116?
So far, I haven't seen it.
Because Simon's was supposed to go in there, Simon's Grocery and whatnot. So
I hear that they're still supposed to, but go ahead.
There's a bunch of young activists that are going to do a May Day, which is May 1st, next Tuesday, action at noon to denounce food deserts in neighborhoods that are, a little bit poorer, and African-American neighborhood, maybe you might want to say, too. And the gentrification that occurs. And so they're going to do an action out there to protest this the system, what's going on, the big companies move out of the neighborhoods and then the neighborhoods deteriorate. So that's what that's about. Then just to say one more time, there'll be another May Day event, May 1st, 3 o'clock Public Square to march. Well, we're going to march to the courthouse and we're going to give a people's indictment of the U.S. Department of Justice. So we're going to march at 3:30. So join us at Public Square at 3 o'clock. And more on the event page later. It's called May Day. Oh, boy. I forgot. Oh, my gosh. But anyway, we're going to be at Public Square. I'll find it in a second. We're going to be at Public Square at 3 o'clock to march to the courthouse to deliver this U.S. This people's indictment of the U.S. DOJ, Department of Justice, because they're breaking up families with their deportation policy, and it's not right. So that's what we're gonna do.
No, it's not. Thank you for at least being concerned and for caring. We appreciate it.
I found the name of it, and I'll be done then. It's called the May Day Immigrant Rights Action on Facebook. May Day Immigrant Rights Action on Facebook. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Thanks for letting me spout off.
No problem. Thank you. Hey, we love a lot of people to at least get on those soapboxes. So like the 216-860 phone number, we'll get a chance to do shortly. I do want to at least, if I do nothing else right now, let people know that the Ohio State Representative 10th House District Candidates Forum is coming up. The eight candidates, Dow, Jones, Sharp, Upchurch, Shepherd, Meta, Early, Centron Jr., Democratic Forum, Cleveland City Club style forum where you can order lunch off the menu at your own cost, Saturday, April 28th. 2018 from noon to 3:30 p.m. I guess noon is a luncheon. 1:30 p.m. is the candidates. 2:30 p.m. is the question and answer at the Chandler Park Building Friends Fellowship Baptist Church with Reverend Dr. Anthony J. Wiggins, pastor, senior pastor, that is, at 17325 Euclid Avenue at London Road, second floor, suite 2190, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Sponsored by the Carnegie Roundtable, African-American think tank, in conjunction with the Ohio 8th House Black Caucus, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the National Congress of Black Women, Hip Hop Workshop, Al Porter Black House Sound, Open Mic, the Ricks Brothers Foundation. That's a partial listing. Admission tickets are $2 per person. You can get your tickets from any sponsor or Charles E. Bibbs, Senior Coordinator from the African American Coalition of Greater Cleveland, the Carnegie Roundtable Founder, President, and CEO, Ohio 8th House District Black Caucus. You can email him at cebibbsr@yahoo.com. So I guess that's cebibbsr@yahoo.com or 216-659-4619. Trust me, I have to go and buy and take care of my tickets to make sure that my people are going to be there. And why? Because either I'm talking about power or playing about power. But if I'm asked to do something, people got to be there. That's it. Plain and simple. Before I go to the 216-860 number, I just want to also pull out, this will only take about maybe 2 minutes, to let people know that Solutions was held at OPN's Oppressed People's Nation Community Center, where Jay Lee of OPN and Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Al Porter, man in the street, we co-chaired the meeting at 15453 Euclid, OPN Community Center, where Black on Black Crime Incorporated report was given. Black House Sounds Report, Vice President of East Cleveland, Ernest L. Smith, gave a city report. D-Hawk did comedy and gave the OPN report, as well as UCES Credit Restoration. UCES Credit Restoration was our guest, and they dealt with credit. They spoke on TransUnion, $75 million lawsuit. You might want to look that up. And the Fair Credit Reporting Act of 1971. If you're looking at 100%, how things get broke down to how you can get 100% credit, well, being perfect accounts, you know, for about five things. Number one, 35% if you pay bills on time. 30% if you don't max out. 15% length of history, like the last 8 years of your history, is counted. Number four, the type of credit, which is 10%. Number five, new credit, 10%. You know, how often you go get new cards. 35-plus people showed up. Blessings that there was some knowledge given. I'm going to go to the 216-860 phone number because they're probably calling to tell me I don't care nothing about no credit. Anyway, 216-860, how you doing out there?
Hey, what's up, Al? How's everything going with you?
Everything is all right. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm focused. I'm on working on being on top of my A game, which is always a blessing. I'm out here just working for a better youth movement and a better, you know, just working to live life, man, and loving life and living life. This is Mr. Milligrand, the advisor, by the way.
Thank you for telling us that. We needed to know. Now, go ahead.
So I basically wanted to give a shout out and a big holler to the whole Black House Sound, you know, open mic entertainers, and as well as the Black House Sound movement, because Black House Sound makes real Cleveland music. Also, like to give love and shout out to all my entities from Go Get 'Em Entertainment, from you and the BMAs and the BBCIA. And I also like to give love to Black Wealth Management, Music Group, LLC. And every entity that I surround myself around, but the most and all are dealing with the positive energy that I have and I possess. So that's basically what I'm doing, is shouting out all of my entities and all
okay,
of my
can
people.
I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes,
is there a hot video out featuring a song from CCR2?
Yes, it's called When I Die. It's making numbers because it's a hot song. It's about intervention. Well, my verse is about intervention. It's basically telling what I had in my life and all the changes that I needed to make and the changes that I have made. And that's the reason why I made When I Die. I wrote it a minute ago, and I just redid it and revamped it. And I think it's a nice song. How about yourself? How
yeah,
you
it is. I mentioned it, so it's on my mind. I've been listening to it. It's one of those songs on autoplay that goes all the way back through. So I had to throw that out there because it's a hot song, and at least now people will know, hey, I have to go to Joseph Motley Jr. on Facebook. I have to go to him on YouTube. I have to go check out that hot song and also to check out some of your pages as well to hear it. So congratulations,
yes,
Mr. Advisor.
And big up to all the groups that I'm in and the groups that I've made, from Go Get 'Em Hood Morning to Go Get 'Em Words of Encouragement to all of the entities, from Shroud to Cypher Page, brought to you by GMS. That's an important one right there because we have calling on that. That's for all the freestyle or writers, basically writers, to come on in and enjoy yourself. Write some bars. Let people know that you got skills. And that's Cypher
mm-hmm.
Page, brought to you by GMS. Hood Famous.
Thank you so much, man. May you enjoy mm-hmm. the rest of today's program.
And I'll see you tomorrow, man, at the workshop, as well as Flowmasters on voicesradio.com.
There you go.
That's
appreciate that so much, man.
Tuesday from 5 to 8.
That's right.
That's right. So everybody have a good blessed day. And like I said, big shout out to all of my entities, from Go Get 'Em to BWMG and all the rest. you know, so many to name. I'm so affiliated with everybody. Ice Out. You know what I'm saying? So basically,
I know
I'm
what
just
you're saying, man.
I only deal with positive.
Hey,
I
appreciate
never deal
you.
With negative. All right, y'all stay blessed.
That's right.
Peace.
You do the same. You definitely do the same. As a matter of fact, I am probably, I'll save the Kaepernick story for after I play this next song from Black House Sound CCR2. But I want to go into something because, you know, the 2018 gubernatorial debate went well the past Saturday at Cleveland Heights Rec Center, where hundreds showed up. When I say that, we're talking about the Voice at Radio.com was live broadcasting it. Art McCoy Radio Show was there involved because it was called in Art McCoy's Radio Show, and which airs, if I'm not mistaken, Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERU, 1490 a.m. That's newstalkcleveland.com. We're also the Anna Angelica Show air on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, same thing, WERU, 1490 a.m. Condolences to Kent and Angelica, mother passed, as well as I'd like to say the MC Chill Show, which airs at 9 p.m., same station, WERU, 1490 a.m. Now, the reason that I'm saying those things is because, you know, voiceatradio.com was very, very blessed to be able to do that particular debate, because after Art McCoy received a phone call of people saying, we want something in the inner city, Northeast Ohio, I was able to work with Justin Anderson to secure a place, Northeast Ohio, Young Black Democrats, and many others, but by the creator allowing me to do a lot of that work. Well, our show shine, Voice It Shine. I interviewed William Clarence Marshall of the Carl Stokes Brigade, Black Votes Matter, Brother Dorian Blair, I do believe candidates. I was able to interview candidates for the governor, Cordray Kucinich and his wife, Chantel Lewis and O'Neill Ticket, Schiavone, Silver B, I'm not going to call out all those bees, Larry H. Gardner from Headlines of Headaches, but of course, Silver B's Edutainment Royalty Roundtable. And I was able to ask two tough questions during the debate that came from people who called in. They wanted to know why Kucinich was tough on hospitals years ago, but they thought he was quiet now. He answered that quite well. Another one wanted to know what Cordray meant when he was at an NRA rally, promising to take up Anglo-Saxons' rights. He explained, hey, that's not exactly how that came out. I was reading it the way it was wrote back then. Now, also I asked him about the 25% of, well, let's just tell the truth. It was a quarter of Black employees, 20% Hispanic employees and women who felt that they weren't respected when they were part of the, at least, the gender discrimination policies of former President Barack Obama's Model Consumer Agency, which Cordray charged of, which was, of course, the Consumer Financial Protective Bureau. And 3 years of complaints had gone through. Cordray did his best to answer that, but it was very interesting that, of course, the House Financial Services Committee Chairman, Representative Jim Hanserling, a Republican, had thought that the discriminatory practices were inexcusable and criticized the director, Richard Cordray's, half-hearted attempts to deal with them. Now, the thing is, you can check out the voiceatradio.com broadcast of Fred Barkley's Facebook Live, Larry H. Gardner's Facebook Live, although the broadcast caught the answers given. So they did answer even during the debate or format, and then they answered afterwards. Now, afterwards, this is what activism means, to be active in the community or to get something out to people. Eight people, they were upset from the audience. They said, hey, they're questions weren't answered. So the creator allowed me to be in a position so people can at least ask the candidates questions from the audience. This Wednesday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, 7100, the original Garden Valley Neighborhood House at 44104, number 14 bus passes by. Dennis Kucinich was the first one to answer the call and say, hey, I want to hear from the community. It'll be sponsored by Man in the Street, Black Man Army, Art McCoy Radio Show, Voice at Radio.com. William Clarence Marshall of the Carl Stokes Brigade will be the moderator. All it means is to be fortunate and blessed is that people allow you to get into a position based on what it is that you do and say you're going to do. It doesn't take rocket science. You just do that. And if you're smart, you'll be able to put your people in better positions. I'm sending this song out from CCR2 just because I want to hear it, and it'll get into Colin Kaepernick. You wonder, what would a Black House song have to do with that? Come on now. It lets you know what might happen when you're in the field that you're in. Be right back.
Become a target, it's them goons outside, and you know they trying to start. You get robbed in the daylight and murdered in the dark, and after they done with you, they stash your body in a resort. You call it pro package, but when the medics showed up, your body was full of maggots, and the bad part about it, they found you 2 weeks after. Your mama couldn't take it cause she knew you was out there trapping. God please bless the people, he got money in them guns so you can't tell them about the people. Watch SWAT on standby with the barrel to your people. 24 hours going in, they about to snipe you through the window. And you think it's all a game, you on Facebook, on your Kindle. Helicopters in the sky, you made the news to go to info. Now you're looking in the mirror, wanna give up, but it ain't that simple. You gon' face jail time for killing that goon 2 weeks ago. You can fight, but you still die. Nothing in life is reasonable. What?
Sometimes the journeys you take might leave you in a crisis. When your mind tried to tell you, oh yeah, let me try this. You on the verge of going down a dead and broke or priceless. You wanna try premeditation as well as gang affiliation. Had to have your body laying up in the ditch, said he sank. Whenever I come around, you already know what you're thinking on how to set me up for forgetful access to my bank. So why you wanna hold a grudge when it's all up in the past? But you was the one who tried to rob somebody's goods from their stash. To get away, you knew that jail was too late. You got that bad body heat from that bullet penetrate. With a veil collision course, tell me who gon' carry the torch. With your last received ambition, a congregation is life support. If you get a second chance, stay away from the advance. We're getting lost up in the sand, gon' be your next life expand. Man.
On my left eye, wasn't an outlaw. You can't kill my pride. Now if you owe me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, slip, clap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand. It's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady be missing the ill and buck. You're feeling lyrical, killing what a feeling. One in a million cats be feeling. Ooh, what a rush. A world of feeling, a dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie, not rock a bite. Increases the pain, level the drama, pull the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, palm around.
Fight, but you still die. What? breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, huh, they wanna kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup, that word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King, so I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops or the FBI? Someone jealous right between my eyes? Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
And. Wow. Black House Sounds, CCR 2. Before I go to the 216-624 phone number, and then check and see if that 216-860 has anything else to say, give me about 3.5 minutes to get on this little 12-foot, heck no, it's a 14-foot stepladder for the soapbox, because Amnesty International awarded Colin Kaepernick its Ambassador of Conscience Award the past Saturday for its public protest against racial and social injustice and the spirit of activism and exceptional courage as embodied by Kaepernick. Now, Salil Shetty, Amnesty International Group's Secretary General, said because no racial discrimination, past winners of the human rights group include Nelson Mandela, Alicia Keys, and Colin received his award in Amsterdam, Netherlands. And the former quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, taking a knee, inspired other NFL players, sports athletes, and opened the floodgates on discussions of police brutality, where he said in August of 2016, this is something that has to change. You know, at the award ceremony, he said he shares his award with all the countless people throughout the world combating human rights and violations of police who use oppressive and excessive force. Wow. That's the man who President Trump once called, well, along with other players, who dared take a knee, a son of a bitch. Yep. Well, we know the president has a different set of moral Christian values. But anyway, Colin is currently suing the NFL for collusion, a.k.a. conspiracy against him. Colin doesn't have a job, but remember he said he'd donate about $1 million to help change the environment. Now, the thing is, a lot of people said, sure, he will, sure, whatever. And the thing that I find very interesting about Colin is when you look at everything, he pledged about $1 million, right? Anti-police brutality, he put out $150,000, 16.7%. Youth initiatives, $209,000, still counting. Community reform and minority empowerment, $233,000. Health reform and nourishment, $283,000, still counting. Climate change awareness, $25,000. Yeah, he kind of did something. What did he do? Well, he was a man who stood on his convictions with confidence and courage. So my thing is, when I look at everything, I look at when I work with Art McCoy, like during the first year of his marriage, and he had a restaurant. He did. It was on Alcoy and Euclid. It was called Jan's Kitchen. He was working with Jan, but, you know, he was able to make a couple of grand plus a month going into his pocket on top of working at the barbershop on the side. Jan pulled out for various reasons, so you would think that he and new board and his wife pretty good. Double a couple of grand because all that money was coming to him. But I'll never forget when he said, hey, he had to give it up because he couldn't work for the rights and interests of the people and do what he was still doing at the resident. Now, I remember thinking, damn, what are you, stupid? Now, around 2010, that's when I thought it. Well, so he dumped extra cash, all that, helping people and the new family. And I'm wondering how many people would do the same now. Remember, so, when 2012, I ended up getting fired from the factory because I was protesting Cleveland Clinic and I didn't know my factory, big manufacturing, was working with them. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. I know that. Fired. Learned to become a licensed painter by 2013. Contracts. Contracts you can earn up to $3,000 to $4,000 a month. That's real talk. Check facts. But in order to do court watch, boys and man program, meet with families, sometimes meet with the county exec, the pay decreases. Make half of that. Why? Because if I don't help plan for people, meet with politicians, events, go for grant opportunities to help out with the youth and other people that I'm supposed to be working about in these packages for opportunity for a man-to-man program, or even Black House Sound, if somebody asks, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, then can I make a song like Walk Like a Man, Talk Like a Man, be the Black on Black Crime president, or am I just another lying-ass nigga? Think about that. Try having a relationship. Trying to have pillow talk or maybe even a deep conversation with a significant other, and a phone call comes in at 2 or 3 in the freaking morning over a shooting or another incident. But I'm thankful. Why? Because I have a roof over my freaking head. I learned that sometimes bologna and tuna sandwiches are not the worst thing in the world. And then I also realized that people go through injustice, and I'm thankful that I'm able to help, because God, Yahweh, the creator, allows me to be able to do that. And then I wonder, the job that I do or Kaepernick did, body can't. Boom, I'm going to that 216-624 phone number. 216-624, how you doing out there? Okay. Now I'm feeling almost very interested in what was going on. You know, I think somebody might have been calling to audition for something, but before I get into that, I do want to let people know that you need to Facebook Camp JOURNEYY, Facebook Camp Journey. That's where a lot of young people get a chance to come through, speak, perform, learn skills, even Suave Gotti is helping with those young people. Wait a minute, the 216-624 number is calling me. 216-624, what is happening out there with you? 216-624 going what? Twice? Thrice? I can appreciate that one, only because I know what's happening. Now, if you're going to also deal with Camp Journey, maybe they'll make a chance to come through to, maybe the young person will show up at the open mic this coming Friday evening, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at 17325 Chandler Park Building, which would be this coming Friday evening, Suite 2190. You can come there and show your talents. Also, I want to throw out there that Art McCoy Presents, it's a fundraiser for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Apollo, Showtime at the Apollo, Steve Harvey, which starts Saturday, June the 2nd, 2018, 9 p.m., Saturday, July 7th at 9 p.m., and Saturday, August 4th at 9 p.m. Inside the historic EC Theater, 14108 Euclid Avenue, that's East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, showcase for the best talent in the city. You can register for tryouts at 216-253-4070 or 216-804-7462. Do not call that 804-7462 unless you want to be clowned on the radio until after 10 p.m. on this program. Now, with that being said, I want to let people know that if you're ready to be famous or perform on a big stage, I do know for a fact that the man who played Steve Harvey at the Kumba Arts Festival for over 200 people, Mr. Ronnie B. the Forgiven, he will be there, reprising the role, and the host and Major Taps will be playing the role of the Sandman. First 15 acts selected, registration is $25. I do believe tickets to come see the show is $10. Certain vendors are welcome. You can definitely call 216-253-4070 or you can email jaden.mcky@gmail.com. Tell you one thing's for certain, two things for sure. There will be Black House Sounds merchandise and other stuff there as well for people to pick up. Let me see what's going on as I see this number pop back up, a 216-860 phone number. What is happening?
Hey, what's up, Al? You know who it is, Mr. Milligrand, the advisor. I wanted to give a couple of more shout-outs. First off, I'd like to give a shout-out to the movie Cops. The movie premiere was April 21st from 7 to 9. I got to have a big shout-out to the leading lady in my heart as a good friend and personal, you know, person, you know, individual, my sister, let me put it that way. Her name is Yantina Monique. And I also like to put a plug in for Ohio City Barbecue, which is on 3829. They make the baddest barbecue I ever had, man. I went up there Saturday, and they were having a funeral, and the people were eating the food. It was so they were happy. I was like, wow. They came from a funeral, so the food must be amazing. The atmosphere was good. The customer service was on point, and that's Edward Jacobs is the manager at this establishment.
Okay.
That's Ohio City Barbecue on 3829. That's the address, and it's on 38 in Lorain in the plaza.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for giving that message.
Yes, sir.
And
like I say, Black House Sounds makes real Cleveland music. I'll catch everybody at the open mic night this Friday.
This Friday.
All right.
Thank you for advising the people to be there. Thank you a whole lot.
Sir.
Hey, that's his job. He's the advisor. That's what he does. So he let me know where I need to be. I also wanted to say and give a big shout-out to East Cleveland Citywide Democratic Organization, Nathaniel Martin, citywide leader. It was held at 13944 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112 at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, second floor. I believe the pizza was provided by, and drinks as well, from judicial candidates Michael Rendon and Kerry Harris for judge. And it was a at least main look for all of those candidates running for precinct committee, which was there'll be a primary election on May 8, 2018. The next meeting is May 17, 2018 at the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, and that will be upcoming. As I look at things that I can do, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take the time to just take a little break in everything because sometimes I don't get a chance to, so I'll be right back after this.
Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. If knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block. And Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people's minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
And I guess I should let people know that Voice of Radio presents A Night at the Workshop with show host Al Porter. That'll be live at the Voice of Radio Studios at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Chandler Park Building, Suite 404, 64th floor, 7 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. Doors open. I believe Jake Grant, Boss Life ENT, Two-Face Tech, L. Reezy. Feel free to come through, network, and do all that type of stuff. I'll be right back shortly. Just give me a break to play a little bit of this. Just a little bit of a jazz beat before I go and see what is happening with 216-24-624. You get to be the last phone caller. What's happening with you?
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you?
Everything is well. Thank God. Everything is good.
Okay. Well, with that being said, hey, you are the last phone caller, so I'm going to give you like 2 to 3 minutes. What is on your mind?
I just want to send a shout out to Camp Journey Youth Program. We got some spots for youth workers in the Mount Pleasant area. They have to sign up through Youth Opportunities Unlimited, have to be at least 14 years old. And then for youth looking for day camp programming, we'll get started June 18th, and we'll go for 7 weeks. We got horseback riding, hip-hop 101. We got mock trial. We got a lot of things for these young people to engage in that's fun, academic challenges, sport challenges. We keep them real busy.
Ooh, that's necessary. I tell ask me, well, do you do too much or this, that, and the other? I tell them, look, beyond all the problems that we consistently have, I could appreciate, like I'll say, Black House Sound being involved, the Boys to Man to Man, open mics, hip-hop workshops, you name it. It seems like enough is never enough. So you're telling me that there's horseback riding and other things going on at this camp. How can parents get their young children or children involved? And what are the ages? Are teens allowed? What?
Yes, so we go from ages 6 to 18. We really try to employ the 14 through the 18-year-olds, but if there are special needs, we have a lot of one-on-one sessions for them. And our academic pieces are kind of like fun sessions. So, you know, we're doing vocabulary drills, but they're actually learning how to write bars. And then they get to take those bars to the studio and record them and be a part of the Camp Journey compilation. So just a lot of stuff. We're incorporating broadcast this year where the children will learn how to put on a radio show. So, you know, it always has to be some academic. They'll probably do some journaling or report stories. Magazine, putting together everything that these young people do outside of school. This is what we're trying to incorporate into a day camp program to keep them motivated about reading, vocabulary, challenging themselves, horseback riding. So a lot of our young people have never even seen a horse in person. These children learn how to take care of them, ride them, and care for them.
Okay, I'm going to ask how people can at least find out more about this program and at least get their young people involved.
You just call 216-624-6277 between the hours of 9 and 9, and a link will be forwarded to the parents directly to do the app and get signed up and everything. 216-624-6277. Let them know you're interested in the Camp Journey day camp program.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do my best to make sure no matter what's going on, I relay the show out so that maybe if some of the young people want to come out, promote themselves, if they're recording and doing other things. We had an open mic coming up this coming Friday evening. I know some of the young people made it out to a hip-hop workshop before. Got to have them come out again, and anything that comes up, be glad to help promote that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Great show, Al.
Appreciate you. And with that being said, you know, sometimes I had to learn from the host with the most from the Black House Sounds open mic, Mr. Powers. Sometimes I just need to shut up, let things sleeve out the way they are. So with that being said, next week we get to talk about Jacqueline Goodrum from the National Action Network, what she's aspiring to become. Got a chance to really talk and vibe with her at the Democratic Ward Club meeting that happened in East Cleveland. Major supporter of Black House Sounds and other entities, as well as just a lot of what she's been doing in the community. So with that being said, I thank you all for tuning in once again. May you all stay safe, stay blessed, look out for each other, catch you all in some of these activities. Please, peace.